You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
Welcome. You're walking with me today on Dr. Michelle Live. 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. You can text or call. You can also email DM live at breadboxmedia.com, DM live at breadboxmedia.com. If you get anything from this program, from our walk together, become a friend of the show. You can do that by logging on to breadboxmedia.com. Find friend of the show, click on it, find me, Dr. Michelle, and there you go. Well, today is going to be a birthday edition. Birthday, 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 but not mine and not a birthday of the program. It is our producer, Jennifer's birthday. Happy birthday, Jennifer. So we're all going to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jennifer. Happy birthday to you. So we're going to sing happy birthday in our hearts, our heads. We're going to say a little prayer for Jennifer because today is her birthday. Now, she did something unusual on her birthday. She emailed me. And she's sending me a little emoticon with a little a little party hat and little streamers. She did something a little different, a little birthday something. And she emailed me yesterday. And I found that, and bless you, Jennifer, for the thought, because it's the gift that gives to everybody. And what it is, it's an experience that she had and her solution to her experience. And I loved it. So I want to talk about it today. And she gave me her birthday permission to talk about her and to use her real name, Miss Jennifer, and to talk about something that not just for birthdays, but that we all might feel inside of ourselves. And it has to do with what happens when you are repeatedly let down in life. You'd think that, well, birthday, happy birthday. But when you repeatedly get up against a situation that you are constantly disappointed, but you keep trying, like going to the refrigerator and expecting that chocolate cake to be there that is never there because it wasn't there 5 minutes ago, but you keep opening that refrigerator door thinking, I know something's in here, and it isn't there. And you get disappointed. And the crux of the thing is that you rely on others to bring you happiness. Well, that's a wonderful theme that we all face in one way or another. We all face that, where we are not only disappointed in those that we love, and it doesn't matter where on the spectrum you fall, you can be the most giving, loving person in the world, but you're still a human being. And it's still hard. Why do we think that it's important to reach out to people on birthdays, people at Christmas, people Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day? Some of these things actually can be setups to not succeed because they point to connection, love, togetherness, caring. So I want to go into like, well, what is a birthday anyway? But I also want to get into the concept of disappointment, but also something very healthy that Jennifer, I think, is very healthy that she did. And it really brings up something that I struggle with, you struggle with, and that is sometimes it feels almost more lonely to take matters in your own hands rather than less lonely. Because we're so used to being external and getting our validation from outside rather than inside. So I'm going to read this and then we're going to go from there as we go on. And I will depend upon Jennifer, even though it is your birthday, Jennifer, to give me cues to know when I'm getting toward the end of this segment to make sure we get the entire email in. It's not that long. I do have a question, though. Is today the Feast of the Archangels? I'm not sure. All right, it is. Thank you. It is. So before we go, I want to... we'll see if I can do both of these things. But I do want to pay some homage to our archangels. Because remember, archangels, an angel is a job, as one of our contributors, Andrew Whaley, pointed out last year sometime. And I just loved him reminding me, it's a job. It's not a thing in and of itself. A non-corporeal being that exists is given the job of angel. And so we have with us, I'm going to read to you from the Magnificat. And this does have to do with birthdays, because we're celebrating, we don't know when St. Michael or Gabriel or Raphael were created. But this is September 29th. We are celebrating them as if it's their birthday. So in the Magnificat for prayer for the morning, and we'll say this out in honor of Jennifer, and that these archangels can bring to Jennifer all that they have to give, because it is her birthday. And what could be a better birthday gift than a visit from three archangels? So we're going to give that to her today. So Jennifer, we're going to pray first prayer in the morning. Let us praise God above all forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Right there, we'll stop for a second and say, birthdays. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Where have you ever read there wasn't a birthday celebration? A marking of time. I was told a long time ago, I'm not positive if it's accurate, but someone who visited Germany, that in Germany, there are places where the child gives the mother a gift on their birthday, on the child's birthday. Because there's a marking there. You gave me life. You gave me life. And your children mark that birthday. And as such, you were given life. So, O Lord, this is the hymn, but it's beautiful. Read it as a poem. O Lord, the angels' sheer delight, their life reflects your splendor bright. As we today their praise declare, may their joy forever share. Saint Michael, be our refuge here. Preserve us from all useless fear. Through you may God his peace bestow on all the nations here below. Saint Gabriel, be with us this day. Reveal God's will to us, we pray. As Mary once did answer you, may our response be firm and true. Saint Raphael, heal our sinful heart. May God his grace to us impart. And may you guide us on the way that we may never go astray. And then they go to Psalm 103. This is in the Magnificat today. You walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds of your messengers and flashing fire your servants. And that's Psalm 104, verse 3-4. And then they go on to say, the great archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, lead the choirs of those awesome servants of God, whom we picture as wings of the wind and flashes of fire, and to whom we give the name angel, meaning messenger. So they're messengers of God. So open up your hearts today. And we pray also that the messengers of God fill Jennifer on her birthday with the messages that she needs and that will help fulfill her and bring her on her way as we go through this program. And we read something that came from her heart, because Jennifer's going to give off all of us a gift. And you'll hear that when we come back from the other side of the break. She's going to give you a gift better than I could on how to move forward in your life. So we today need to look at, I want us to look at and ask to come with us, St. Michael, the protector, St. Gabriel, the messenger, St. Raphael, the healer. We need all those guys all the time. One more thing before we go. Isaiah 6, chapter 6, 1-3. I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. Each of them had six wings. With two they veiled their faces. With two they veiled their feet. And with two they hovered aloft. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, they cried to one another. All the earth is filled with his glory. So we have these angels and they're singing the praises of God continually. They don't stop. And then here's what I want to go before we go to the other side. This is the ending of the morning prayers for Thursday today from the Magnificat, the Feast of the Archangels. O God, in your great wisdom, you have given to your angels and to your people each their proper tasks. Grant us their protection, who serve ever in your presence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Before we go to the break, here we go. O God, in your wisdom, you have given to your angels and to your people, that means you and me, their proper tasks. Grant us their protection, who serve ever in your presence. So at this moment, as we break, before we get into Jennifer's email, let's do a little special prayer inviting the archangels in to be the messengers to help guide us in our proper task, the ones that we've been tasked with. Maybe not your job. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's in writing this email to help other people. So we ask for those, for that assistance, for the messengers, the healer and the protector to come into us this moment. You on the other side of the break.
If you like what you hear on Dr. Michelle Live, please consider supporting the show by becoming a friend of the show. Go to breadboxmedia.com and click Friend of the Show to provide your support today. Thank you. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
I am your host, Dr. Michelle, and we are walking with archangels today on this road. Do you see them? Do you feel them? Are they there? Are you enveloped with them? I am. You can sometimes actually feel them. And, you know, psychiatrists saying this kind of thing, blah, you're not supposed to do that. But I know. Sometimes you know things, right? We are going to get into Jennifer's email because that's super important for us. But all this revolves around her birthday. And what an honor to be born. And Jennifer, Jennifer, you need to correct me, but Jennifer is a convert. And so, you know, she or she is born not as a Catholic, not that we can say, well, you're going to be born on this feast day, but she's born into the highest of the highest messengers on their feast day. So you can't lose on that one. So even, and you know, we have to think about this. You may not be born on any feast day, but in the Catholic religion, I'm telling you, just take a look. There's going to be a feast day, because if I look at something, oh, I wonder if a saint's for, you know, a hangnail. There is always a saint for something. I love this about the Catholic Church. We have saints for everything, everything, absolutely everything. But they're real. They are very real. Sure as energy never gets created or destroyed, it just gets transformed. Sure as I am talking to you from someplace, you have no idea where I am. I have no idea where you are. And I don't have any connection. You don't have a little can with a string on it somewhere. We have ethereal strings. We have invisible strings. We have strings that are going all around the planet. I might be being relayed to you from Siberia. We have no idea I was in a hotel in LA, Los Angeles, and trying to get online for this program at one point. And I was a slow connection. And when I finally talked to the people, it was somebody in some frozen place in Norway I was talking to. So how do I know that's real? You know, and I'm thinking it's, I'm imagining the guy sitting back with his cup of coffee and a big parka on because it was cold. So, and I'm out there in Los Angeles in the sunshine, with going to a Special Olympics thing. So, you know, it's like, yeah, believe it. It's real. So it's kind of like, just get over it. So the archangels are a big deal. And Jennifer, you're so, man, lovely. You got an extra little boost there because you can remember that on your birthday. I almost forgot until I opened up Magnificat and thought I would, I didn't do it yesterday. I did it today. Just thought, hey, I think I'll see what the morning prayer is. And I saw that it was the Feast of the Archangels. So I want to, in honor of Jennifer's birthday, before we go on, I want to read you a little bit about an archangel or two. This one is from, this is about Saint Raphael. And this is going to go through many, many religious traditions. So it says Raphael, which is a standard Hebrew, and then it gives the word I can't read. But in the standard Hebrew, it means it is God who heals, or God heals, or God please heal. In Arabic, it is an archangel of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, who in the Judeo-Christian tradition performs all manners of healing. So we're, the contents of this little synopsis comes from Raphael in Judaism and Raphael in the Book of Enoch, Raphael in Christianity, Raphael in Islam, and Raphael as written about in Paradise Lost. So in Judaism, the angels mentioned in the Torah, the older books of the Hebrew Bible, are without names. Rabbis, and I won't be able to say the name, Shimon ben Lachish of Tiberias in AD 230 to 270, asserted that all the specific names for the angels were brought back by the Jews from Babylon, and modern commentators would tend to agree. Raphael is named in several Jewish apocryphal books. Raphael in the Book of Enoch. Raphael bound Azazel under a desert called, I can't say the word, Dudiel, according to Enoch, chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. And they quote, "And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel, I guess, hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudiel, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire." Then it goes on, of seven archangels in the angelology of the post-exile Judaism, only Michael, mentioned as archangel in Daniel and in Jude, and Gabriel are mentioned by name in the scripture that came to be accepted as canonical by all Christians. Raphael is mentioned by name in the Book of Tobit, which is accepted as canonical by Catholics and Orthodox. Four others, however, are named in the 2nd century B.C. Book of Enoch, Uriel, Raguel, Sariel, and another one I can't pronounce, Jeharmiel. The root of the name Raphael also appears in the modern Hebrew word roph, meaning doctor of medicine, thus echoing the healing function traditionally attributed to this angel. In Christianity, the name of the angel Raphael appears in the Book of Tobit. It's considered canonical by Roman Catholics and Orthodox Christians. Raphael first appears disguised in human form as a traveling companion. So we need that traveling companion. So we're going to pray for that traveling companion. And then he calls himself Azarias, the son of the great Ananias. During the adventurous journey, the archangel's protective influence is shown in many ways, including the binding of the demon in the desert of the Upper Egypt and the return of the healing of the blindness of Tobit. And he also makes himself known as the angel Raphael, one of the seven who stand before the Lord. Compare the unnamed angels in John's Revelation. He is often venerated and patronized as Saint Raphael the Archangel. Regarding the healing powers of Raphael, we have little more than his declaration to Tobit that he was sent by the Lord to heal him of his blindness and to deliver Sarah, his daughter-in-law, from the demon of lust, Asmodeus, who abducts and kills every man she marries on their wedding night. So, among Catholics, he is considered the patron saint of medical workers, matchmakers, and travelers, and may be petitioned by those in needing his service. The feast day of Saint Raphael was included the first time in the General Roman Catholic calendar in the year 1921. All right, so we've got some idea of Raphael, and I do Raphael because I love Raphael. I love Michael and I love Gabriel too, and I pray to all of them. And for the non-Catholics of you, when we say I pray to them, I don't pray to them as gods. I enlist them. They are messengers. They are servants. Just like I would call customer service if I had a problem with my iPad, which I do quite often. So I call on them as the servants, as corporal beings who have powers I don't have and abilities I don't have, non-corporal beings, but who are put on this earth or put in the wherever they're put in, as assistants, as journeymen, as messengers. So on this day of all your birthdays and on this feast day, because that will be the birthdays of all of us in connection with these archangels, but on Jennifer's birthday, I want to reach out for Jennifer specifically, and all you have birthdays or have babies or have birthdays on this day, for the messenger of Saint Michael, the archangel, the warrior, to protect us, to guard us in battle, to be our protector always against the snares of the devil. I don't care what it is, overshopping, too much Amazon, addictions, selfishness, adultery, working too hard. I don't care what it is, the snares of the devil, the snares that'll keep you away from being the light of God. I want you to enlist Saint Michael, and for Jennifer at this particular time, for Raphael the healer, because he's healing her right now. I see it in the email I'm going to read to you in the next segment. There's healing going on right there. She's helping us to heal in a very pragmatic way in 2016 for the ills that we have. And I will describe that to you when we come back in the other segment. So Saint Raphael the healer, I read to you mainly about Saint Raphael because he's not just a made up cool guy that we can make into a cartoon. This is a real entity, a real entity. So the angel Raphael, along with Michael, and then we have Gabriel, who is pretty much, they're all messengers. That's what angel means, but they're messengers. So Gabriel, the messenger who gave the biggest message going and who also appeared, when we look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, these angels just are like, they tell you when to go, when to, and they ask you, are you ready? Are you going to say yes? And so with Gabriel, be the messenger to, on this birthday of Jennifer, and to her heart, to keep her walking in the right way, to get the message that she needs to do, to heal herself, to listen to the other messengers, to keep saying yes in the ways that she says yes, to her faithfulness, because she's a wonderful and dear person. Troubles like all of us, but she's a wonderful and dear person. So it's going to be really, really helpful to hear her her email on the other side of the break, because she's going to kind of tell us how to do, whether it's your birthday or not. If you're one who gets disappointed, you put it out there and you get disappointed over and over. You hope your parents gonna come up to the plate and they it's a fail again. You know, we do this over and over in our lives, no matter which venue we're talking about. So we'll take that up on the other side of the break. I am Dr. Michelle.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
Welcome back. I am your host, Dr. Michelle. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. 573-4BREAD-4. You can text or you can call. You can be anonymous. You can email me, DM live at breadboxmedia.com. You can log on to breadboxmedia.podbean.com, and you can get access to all the archives from, I don't know now, maybe 2 years, a year. So you can have access to previous podcasts, which talk about everything from seasonal affective disorder to toys, interactive toys, to ADHD, to saints. It's all there. So you have a smorgasbord of ideas. You can just check out any old time you want. And let's see, we were going to, well, you know what? All right. So we are talking about the feast day of the archangels, but we're mainly focusing on that as relates to Jennifer, our producer, our executive producer of Awesomeness is her actual title, but she is our producer and she works very hard and she's been around for a very long time, long before this was Breadbox Media, as I was. So, you know, she's working hard and it's always a matter of learning. Everything's learning. There's always a high learning curve and we can always have in our lives lots of frustrations and our personal lives don't go away because we have a hard job in front of us. But there's always Jennifer, I will say, one of her extreme talents. Not only is she talented because I've heard her sing. This is the Jennifer show, by the way. I've heard her sing and she has the most naturally beautiful voice. It's just unbelievable. She has a naturally beautiful voice. She's very funny. She's very engaged. She's very engaged with her family and her kids, has ups and downs like all of us do. And some of the downs are downs, pretty down. Some of the ups are pretty ups, just like all of us have. And she soldiers on in many different ways. And even in the light of frustration, or like we all do, we look at something new and freak out, you know, but she's down there, or she finds a way to get it done. So oftentimes when my personal experience is oftentimes when I'm like, know nothing, because I do know nothing. I'm technically just way behind the times. And I'll say, well, what happened here? Why can't we do this? And, oh, well, like, I don't think it can be done. And then while we're talking, she's figuring out how it can be done. So as we're talking, like, well, I'm not sure we can do this. And then boom, it's done. So she's found ways. She's learned ways. She's gone to school in this time as she's learning these, as she's growing with Breadbox Media. It's all new. Wearing so many hats, it's ridiculous. So we need to get a picture of you, Jennifer, with a bunch of hats on your head because you really do have a lot. But so very inspirational. But I don't think she's probably got a little bit of a lift there from her archangels on whose feast day she was born. So let's look at her email. And what does it have to do with us? It has everything to do with us. It has something to do with me because I look to other people. How many of you, before I go into this, how many of you have, whether birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, I don't care whether it was when you were little or now that you're a grandma or grandpa, how many of you have just wanted that reach out? That little acknowledgement that it didn't matter to you what the gift was. It was an acknowledgement. Just like you mean something to me. That little paper crayon drawing that that stopped by with a flower picked from your own front yard. You know, just something. And it doesn't come. Or you might get something that was sent, you know, somebody's secretary sent something. And yeah, it's a remembrance, but it isn't a remembrance. You want that. You want to say, you know, let's laugh about this, or you just sit down, take that moment in time to reach out. We all want that. And how many times have you endured in your life a time when that didn't happen? Or when everything was so bad, someone dies, someone's in the hospital, all at the same time. Somebody's in jail and Christmas comes around. Or that happens with somebody in my own family whose child committed suicide and Mother's Day or Father's Day comes around. What do you do then? How can you take that pain? You can't take that pain. But the disappointment in loneliness really hurts. And you hear the words, well, you got to do something for yourself. And you think, I don't want to do that. That's what loneliness is all about. But I've watched people do these things and they actually turn themselves around because it teaches, it's a practice. It's like the messenger, the archangel, giving you the message, oh, wait, little one, look inside. Look inside. Go to the shepherd. But also there's tools you got. And you can avert some of these things. Now, some pains are going to be so strong, you're going to have to live through them during these times. But others, you can't. And you can do it with joy and fun and a little tenacity and a little putting your foot on the gas and just going forward. So here's the email. I want to make sure. We've got time. Jennifer, you can give me my cues. Okay. All right. So it says, hi, Dr. Michelle. My birthday last year sucked. My family did nothing. No presents. Nothing special. Not cool. So I ended up crying in my bathroom because, quote, no one cares. Unquote. My mom took me out to lunch the next day and asked what my family had done. Well, of course, I cried again. I told my family a few weeks ago that this was not going to happen this year. I wanted something, and that was capitalized. But instead of waiting on them to plan anything, I created a Facebook event for local friends and invited them to dine with me downtown. A party of 10 will be eating and chatting together without my family. I'm not going to sit around and be disappointed again and again. I doubt this will be the last time. The moral of the story? You can't wait around for other people to make you happy. Sometimes you just have to do, big D-O, something yourself. I was actually inspired to host my own party by a friend. She moved to Texas recently and was visiting Kentucky over her birthday. She invited a bunch of us out to eat. And she puts a little smiley face. It was a pleasant evening, even though none of us knew each other. Slice and dice that as you wish to use in your show. LOL. Jennifer, executive producer of Awesomeness at Breadbox Media. So, Jennifer, I find this a beautiful, thank you, first of all, for sharing this. I'm not sure, for me, you know, it's like, I think it takes some courage to share this because none of us wants to feel like the little kid that wasn't picked, right? None of us. I don't care how smart we are, how much we expose ourselves over the air. Nobody wants to feel like we weren't picked, like we don't matter, like we're invisible. That's the hardest thing in life. The hardest thing. And then when it comes to your family and they just, oh, forgot, or they're too busy, it's painful because it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put a little aside here. Someone brought that up recently, that if nothing else, honor thy mother and thy father. Honor them. It is a commandment. And those of us, myself included, who did not bring up their children in any religion, we lose that. And we think we teach them things, but there is, and it's not that they have to do things because they're afraid they'll break a commandment. But you see how that teaches little and little. As I bring up that town that I went into, people are taught over and over and over again to respect, remember. They take their little ones by the hand. They take them to the graveside of granddaddy, which we never did. We moved too much. We didn't know. We didn't even do funerals. And on this birthday, in some respects, there is an honor thy mother and thy father, to be a good friend, to love another as yourself. That's all embodied here. But here's what I want to go to, and we're going to spend the last segment on this. Here's the thing. How many of you, I'm raising my hand, have spent a good portion of your life relying on someone else to make you happy? And how many of you have either been the recipient of or themselves have set up situations that are only set up to fail? They're not set up to succeed because you're expecting to go to that refrigerator and find something that's not there. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I am Dr. Michelle. You're welcome to text 573-4BREAD-4.
If you like what you hear on Dr. Michelle Live, please consider supporting the show by becoming a friend of the show. Go to breadboxmedia.com and click Friend of the Show to provide your support today. Thank you. You're listening to Dr. Michelle Live. Dr. Michelle is a Catholic psychiatrist. However, the views and opinions presented by Dr. Michelle are by no means medical advice. Please consult your doctor for official medical guidance.
Welcome back. It's Jennifer's birthday. Jennifer, our producer. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Do you all know that women love birthdays? Women want to be remembered. Women love presents, presents of yourself. They love them. Men, I bet you do too, but you get more angry or irritable or no, I don't want anything. For whatever reason, sometimes guys maybe aren't quite as soft. Everybody loves a birthday, all right? Everybody wants to know they weren't just an afterthought, because it's saying, why do we celebrate birthdays? We celebrate birthdays, birth day. We celebrate it because we say, wow, on this day, you, Jennifer, were born. And that makes us so happy. We want to throw a party. Who doesn't like a party? And you know, I know this is all no-brainer stuff, but no, as we get older, people forget. And then you think, well, I don't really care anyway. I've had a lot of birthdays. And I will tell you, as someone who's had some pretty good and pretty raunchy birthdays, there was a time, no, a few years ago, when things were very, very bad in my own life. And everybody was divided and split. There were deaths and just unbelievable, just crazy, lonely stuff. And my birthday rolled around and I got a package out of the blue from a friend of mine who I even knew she knew my birthday. She'd never done and she wasn't in the same state. And it was just a little box with little things like I think a mug and a little, maybe a stuffed animal and a little card and some other, oh, maybe some truffles or something, just a little eclectic box that she collected. And she sent it to me. And I was so filled with happiness. And it's not because, oh, good, I got something. And we tend to think that that's what it comes down to. We're not too. You know, it's not about things. And it's not about things. I one of my son's girlfriends one time said something like, well, and she turned out not to be his wife, which in my respects, that's what started me with a novena, actually. So with this thing, how do we say we think that this is not a good relationship for our child? But I remember that she dinner that, according to her, what she stated was her culture, that the expense of a gift was this testimony to how much you cared about the person. And I thought, I thought, really? Maybe that's true, because I don't know that culture, but that's not how we do it. That's not me. And it's okay if that's what you think, but you know, it was just one of those things. So I won't go there and what I think about that. You'll see how judgmental I can be sometimes. But it just made me pause. I thought, let me see. And over the years, it turned out that, yes, that's pretty much was a important thing but for this person. But I get a call. I'm here. I get a little note from Jennifer right now. She said, oh, I don't care about the expense. I got a pineapple from Nila, and that's awesome. See, that's what I'm talking about, because that's a special thing for the two of them. The pineapple, it's a little symbolic thing from them. Nalia, I'm sorry, I said her name wrong. Nalia, it's a beautiful name. So that's the whole thing. Literally, and I've said this and I've meant it to, this was a long time ago, but I said these words, I don't care. If you had taken a napkin and written happy birthday in a crayon and taken some rice from your cabinet and boiled it, that's all. I mean, just or nothing. The fact that there was a moment, it's a beautiful thing. So I think this deserves, Jennifer, even beyond your birthday, more of a conversation, because this email and what I really wanted to showcase too is about looking to others, because now I'm talking about you, someone remembering somebody else. It is an important thing. You take that time out, because the earth should pause for a minute. You look at the genealogy in the Old Testament, and it comes down to King David after all those darn generations. You look for that, and you look in your, and so once you're struck with the fact that all these insignificant people that weren't big game players in the history of King David's lineage, a lot of them you had no idea who they were, eventually got King David, and only because they happened to have been born, their birth date was so significant that it brought about Jesus. And we have no idea in the world who these people were. How long did they live? Long enough to procreate, but what did they do? Were they nice? Were they mean? Were they dumb? Were they smart? Were they talented? Were they singing off tune? Did they smell bad? We don't have any idea. But their place in history is as important as anybody else's, because without them, we would not have our history. Without Jennifer, we will not have our history ever. None of her family will, and none of us will, because we know her and we're talking right now about her. And she is spreading her gift on her birthday to all of you. And her gift is her pain. It's a Christ gift. It's her pain along with her happiness sprinkled in with her humor and with her tenacity. You got the whole human condition right there. Her birthday sucked last year. She cried alone in her bathroom last year. Nobody did anything in her family last year. She was taken to lunch by her mom the day after last year and reminded that no one did anything last year. And so a few weeks ago, she didn't want that to happen again. And so she kind of announced, I don't want that to happen again. And then what did that do? It tipped off a thing like, wait a minute here. I can announce it. I can be disappointed again. And I know the bathroom I can end up crying in again. Is this how I want to spend my birthday? We do that with people we date. We do that with people we're in relationship with. We do that with children who keep telling us that they're going to get better, go to those teen alcoholic meetings, go wherever. And we just set ourselves up for disappointment. Or we keep expecting dad to finally be a dad to us when they're 99 years old, and it ain't going to happen. Sometimes it does. And thank you, God, that it does. A friend told me yesterday about a father who's still living, but in their late 80s, that said, I really disappointed you, didn't I? I really messed up. And that was all she needed for her whole life. He might as well have taken a lance and take a sterilized needle and lanced a festering boil for all her life. All he needed. It's all what it's about, people. But the other part of this is too, she said, the moral of the story, you cannot wait around for other people to make you happy. My gosh, Jennifer, thank you. That should be above all of our doorways. You cannot wait around for other people to make you happy. Sometimes you have to do something yourself. That means somehow you have to say, if I keep dipping in this poison well, if the poison well becomes cured, becomes clean again, gets the right amount of sunlight, gets a little chlorine stuck in there, has a little turbulence so that it gets rid of the toxins, great. But why would I keep dipping my little cup in this poison well over and over and over to be disappointed? Why would I keep waiting? And many of us women do that. Maybe more than men, but men do it too. We keep waiting. They're not thinking, oh, they didn't mean to be mean. They didn't mean to blow off steam at me. They didn't mean to ignore. They didn't mean this. They didn't mean that. And some of them really don't. They don't know that they're not, I mean, we are very different temperament. But if you keep waiting that they're going to see the light, that drinking harms the family, that drinking puts everyone in danger, let's say, that anything it can be. How many of you have done that over and over and over, but you're disappointed? Or it's about them. It's what makes them happy. Here's a great birthday gift. I'm taking you to a football game and you hate football. And you keep waiting and waiting. But the deal is this, not to be so trite about it. This is a deep message. We're at the end of our program. I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow, but I want to revolve around the sentence that you can't externalize. You can't wait for other people to make you happy. Sometimes you have to do something yourself. That means you have to become you inside yourself. And in this instance, in a very concrete, pragmatic way, Jennifer, happy birthday to you. You are doing something for yourself. And it's a happy birthday because you've given a thought to me to give to everyone else. So you've given a gift of your birth to all of us. And hopefully it will keep on spreading and giving. It's a gift that will keep on giving. So happy birthday. God bless you on this feast of the archangels to Jennifer and all of you out there. I am Dr. Michelle. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.